Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Frankie and I want to say hello to you and the world. Yeah, hello world. Hope you're well. And the only way you can be well is to stay high in life. Don't listen to aggravations. Don't listen to complainers. Don't listen to nobody. That's the best thing to do. Wow. Hey, Frankie, do it for them. Do it for these wonderful people. Come on, louder. Let's do love. Yeah. Woo. Slow down, Frankie. Come on. That's it. That's it, Frankie. Thank you, Frankie. Thanks. And we are going to discuss something so important that my cat is lying on it. So, please, Mikey. Okay. I'll do it right from here. I want to start out. We're going to talk about, this is from Sarah Prout, Manifest Miracles, 10 spiritual things you should never apologize for. Okay. As a spiritual warrior, helping to wake up the planet with loving thunderbolts of consciousness that you are fierce enough to hold in your heart, you need to learn some vital soul-growing skills in order to survive. Because we don't have a soul. We are a soul. And to start off, we must say that I got a problem with this cat. Mikey, get off of here. Get off the office. Okay, we'll just have to put this up. Hold on for 1 minute. Just relax and breathe. What's my favorite word? Yes, you're right. It's breathe. Slowly. Hold on. My cat wanted to get in the way because it wanted attention, but it's gone. So back to, we're going to discuss the fifth dimension also, and which is, a few people just arrived into the radio listening, so I'm just going to say it again about the 10 spiritual things you should never apologize for. And I read it before, but I'm going to go on with the fifth dimension, which is a higher dimension. And when that happens, following my widely popular article with the 10 things you should never apologize for, nearly 50,000 likes. I wanted to expand upon this content and add a few more things, but in a more spiritual context. This is from Sarah Prout. Thank you, Sarah. We appreciate you because we got to raise the vibration of the world. Your beliefs are number one. You should never say sorry for what you believe in. Your beliefs are uniquely yours. And as long as they don't cause harm to another human being, you are perfectly entitled to believe in whatever you feel serves your soul in the highest way possible. For instance, my belief in religion. Love is my religion. And I found out Dalai Lama, he said the same thing. So hint, just don't push your beliefs on others if you know they're not into it. That's one of the fastest ways to piss people off. Well, isn't that funny? I just might browned off people that I think love is a religion. It's not a bad religion. Your intuition is number two on the hit parade. And on the hit parade, number two, you should never say sorry for what your intuition shows up in your life. It's a gift. Yes. When you've already really strong gut feeling about something and feel driven to follow your intuition, make sure you honor the process. Hint. Intuition is like a muscle. The more you strengthen it with trust, the more it will show up to serve you when you need to. Number three, how much money you earn? It's none of anybody's business. Made that one quite simply. What you want to manifest, oh, we know that. The secret, the creative visualization. If you want to manifest a Ferrari, a hot new pair of shoes, or a new crystal for your collection, there's no need to apologize. No matter what desires you hold close to your heart, there is no need to say sorry for what you want to manifest. And you should keep your mouth shut, to be honest with you. Whenever you want to manifest, people are not possibly on that wavelength. So you keep it quiet. It's very easy to manifest. Hint, everything is spiritual, as it's part of the invitation from the divine to expand and fully live in the physical reality we consciously choose to occupy. So when you manifest, it's quite simple. You know, we can make things very complicated in life, and people do. This is not complicated at all. Not at all. It's you feel, your body. Your body feels that you're there, wherever you want to be. You got to feel it. You got to act it. Act it out. I read Creative Visualization thanks to Shakti Gawain. Yeah, she's the one that started me off in the 80s. And you got to just feel it. That's it. You're there already. It's not like you're going to get there. Don't ever say that. You're there. You're there. And put a picture on the fridge with what you wish. You want a Ferrari? Put a picture of a Ferrari on the fridge. Keep looking at it. You'd be surprised. Very surprised. How to connect to the divine within? Okay, this is a lot of apologies here, but Sarah will give it to the world. You should never apologize for how you choose to worship and connect with infinite spirit, prayer, meditation, yoga, being in nature, and all the other ways are all yours to express in any way you wish. So to connect to the divine is the best way to do that is meditation, which we've talked about, but we'll be there. Number union with your beloved. It doesn't matter who you are, what gender you are, race, religion, financial background, and the list goes on. Who you choose to create union with and love is up to you. The greatest spiritual exchanges happens through the sensitivity of intimacy, and you should never feel the need to say sorry for it. Wasting time, number seven. You can never waste time, so don't even bother saying sorry that you're not where you think you should be in your life right now. You know, I have a saying, and it's pretty deep. Do nothing, accomplish everything. It's true. Because the mind is so powerful that you could just visualize and then it happens. It takes 21 days. I know that, 3 weeks that you have to do the program, but we're not talking about that. Let's talk about getting to a higher realm here because we need it. It's all kinds of crazy things are happening, negative in this world, from negative people, of course. Sometimes you have to lose. No, I don't like that. This might come as a form of an offloading to one of your loved ones, screaming, throwing a tantrum, screaming into your pillow, or crying for hours. The process of emptying out is something that will happen automatically. If you don't get a proper conscious handle on your energy, once the dust settles after the storm, you usually feel like well, this donkey's ass. But rest assured, the process of emptying out is something never to apologize for, unless you hurt someone else, of course. Actually, I don't believe in apologizing unless I'm in the wrong. But if some people... Well, apologizing is good because it clears the air and it has peace. The people that inspire you. Never apologize for the people you draw inspiration from. One teacher is not better than the other. So, I am going to read Humanities Team because I like it. And I hope you like it too. We're going to be talking about something very interesting that has happened. Thank you, humanity. This, now that everyone has a few weeks to assimilate, this is since, say, November the 1st. Now that everyone has a few weeks to assimilate and evaluate through their own personal experience, the most powerful influx of light the world has ever known. I would like to share with you, all you people, some information from Anana High. From on high, share with you some information from on high that may enhance you, your understanding of what has actually taken place. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth said that the portal of light that was opened during the amazing eclipse series in September 2015 and the collective cup of consciousness that was formed by humanity through the synchronicity of myriad outer world events that coincided with the eclipses and an unprecedented global shift of consciousness was co-created in the realms of cause by the I Am presence of humanity. This shift into a higher consciousness will manifest through every human being, child even, in ways that are specifically aligned with his or her individual divine plan. But for the first time, this shift of consciousness were instantly anchored in the world of effects, which is the physical plane of Earth, which is the third dimension. But of course, the higher consciousness is the fifth dimension. Evidence of humanity's shift of consciousness by Patricia Cota Robles. So, We have all shifted. Even if you don't know you shifted anyway. I said shifted, by the way. Okay, I don't know how much we are going to do because we're going to talk more about how to raise your vibration, part two, which is next week on Monday. But I could do a few philosophies. How about me just starting off with this Sacred Ascension Key of Life, Secrets of the Universe? It's five-dimensional thinking. It's intention, it's expectation, and it's utilizing the law of abundance. It is through intention rather than expectation that you create the reality of your being. It is through the power of your mind, the power of your thinking process, that you are able to fully, coherently, and cognitively co-create a new platform, a new reality of informational encodings. It is through your endeavors that you incorporate the pure frequencies of this new world. It is through finding the balance within, and it's through your patience with self, through your determination to strip naked before your very own self. Getting to the point zero that you shall be able to set yourself free, free from restraints, free from outdated programming, free from all that you believe you should be, for what you believe completely and fully forms your cognitive experience, the experience of the now moment in time. That now, how now, Brown Carl, I just wanted to say, why doesn't anybody call in? 347-826-7154, and we will have more fun. Okay, I'm going to talk again. And so it is imperative that you intend instead of expect for various outcomes to manifest. For expectation is nothing more than an admittance of self-limitations already, because you're expecting it. For when you expect a certain outcome, you expect it from the perspective of defined objectives based solely on the five senses that you are equipped with, whereas intention utilizes all senses at your disposal by attracting various frequencies to swirl in specific formations in order to deliver that which you wish to experience while setting no boundaries and no set agendas or expectations, allowing one to fully and cognitively exit the box and explore the world unbeknownst to your prior talking. It is through your intention. Now, there's two kinds of intention that I was taught about year 2000 that I was told. Pure intention and manipulative intention. And this is what was taught to me that I share with you all. A little kid is drowning in the water. Now, there's two kinds of ways of pure intent and manipulative intent. The pure intent guy will go and say, "Oh, I need to save that baby," and goes in the water and brings the little kid out of the water from drowning. Now, the manipulative intention is another guy comes and sees the child drowning and says, "Oh, I'm going to save that kid because I'll end up on TV." Manipulation. I'll be on the TV. I'll be, you know, this and that. So that's manipulative intent. So it is through your intention that you're able to leave the past. Fully and completely release yourself from outdated modules of thinking and align yourself with a new path, a path leading to freedom. Yes, from mathematical formulas that no longer work in your new world, a path where the beat of your heart and the signature of your soul are the deciding factors in your creative birth of a new sphere of influence and soul. Remember to intend that which you wish to manifest in your world. Let go of all expectations. Free yourself from the binding laws of outdated objectives and walk confidently onto your path, allowing it to lead you through the murky waters of the past, turning obstacles into grand opportunities for growth and morph that which no longer works into that which does. Yes. Don't make things complicated. Things are simple. Really, really are. Remember that there's no lack in the universe, and all that you wish to experience and all that you wish to partake of is yours for the taking. Know that it is your birth-given right to experience full abundance, health, benevolence, light, and love, for you are a true creator of your known world. You are equipped with all that you need in order to manifest a new heaven on earth. Know that it's so far, for it is. Know that it is so. For it is. So to raise the vibration, I do that in my workshops, okay, over the years, and still do it forever. So what I would say is, well, just to share my radio show, when I first started a year ago, the person that taught me to do this radio show kind of messed it up for me and told me things that were not necessary, whoever that was. And it happened that I did not realize I was on at the first time, and very upset, very, very upset. Okay, so I got act without expectation. Expectation is the root of all heartaches. And I would like to add a personal note here. Expectation, negative connotation, is the human psyche. Non-action, intention, energy, passion, action, opportunity, that which has been intended. To intend is to create and grasp the outcome which is intended for you, by you. Stop expecting and start intending, okay? In this new reality that we have entered into just recently, it is important to change your belief structure. I have been talking about letting go and reprogramming your mind for years now. I have. Today, though, I would like to remind you about creating a different reality for yourself through your beliefs. I mean, I say that if something new comes out, I'm interested. And I want to share it with everybody. But some people just say, oh, well, no, I'm okay the way I am. But I'm trying to help. And they're so programmed, they can't change their attitude. They've got to. You've got to. You guys and girls, the world. So the number one thing I want you to understand is that all these stories of lack in this world are false, simply and completely false, because in the universe and in this planet specifically, there is abundance which is yours for the taking. So it is imperative that you fully tune in to the following sentence, okay? I'm going to say it. Abundance is your birthright. Given. because it is so. You are born to be abundant, abundant in whatever is what you wish it to be, whether it is health, money, joy, love, or the opposite of the scales, suffering, sickness, etc. It is completely up to you. One thing for sure, abundance is your birth given right. So feel it. Feel it. So, I have more to say, but we can do part two. And I thank you. I wish I could say something that was funny. Or maybe I am saying it without knowing it. I don't know. So, I wish you all a beautiful week, and we'll be doing part two on getting onto this higher vibration, which is going to be deeper and more wonderful. I guarantee, guaranteed. Okay? As I say, it's guaranteed to uplift you. Yeah. Okay, world. I'm going to put Frankie on again. I miss this guy. I'm sure you miss him too, eh? Or you don't? I don't know. Here he comes. I'm going to sign off. Want you to have a great week. Think of this. Think of yourself already there, whatever you got. Feel it in your body. Feel it when you walk. Feel it when you talk. Feel it when you laugh. Feel it when you feel it. I like that one too. Okay. So, here we go. Come on. Frankie. Oh, yeah, here he is. Thank you, Frankie. Have a good week, and remember my favorite word. What is it? Breathe. Breathe. Slowly. Only three times. Not bad, and you'll feel different. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye, world. And I love you all. My soul loves you all. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye, Frankie.